Rav Nosson Zal continues now, paragraph Hey. Nimtzo, we see therefore that kol zman shein ha'adam mispalel, as long as a person is not davening, if a person is not praying for things, azay hachesroinos sheloi heim loy letoiva gadoila, then the things that the person is lacking, whether they're lacking in good health, whether they're lacking in parnosa, whether they're lacking in children, is a benefit to them. Because as we mentioned earlier, it's better not to have any Coca-Cola and be very thirsty than to have Coca-Cola spilled out all over you because somebody wanted to give you Coca-Cola and you didn't have a cup and they insisted on giving it to you. You insisted on asking for the drink and they spritzed it all over your face and clothes. V'afal pikein, tzrichin tefila. And despite that, even though that's the case, we need tefillah desperately. So even though, until I daven, I'm better off not having this item. I'm better off, chas v'shalom, being in ill health and lack of it. But through tefillah, I have the ability to prepare kelim, misakin kelim koroi, to prepare kelim in a proper manner, so that I should be able to have filled all the things that I'm lacking in my life, and the flow of goodness from Hashem will not harm me in any way at all, since I already prepared vessels which can receive that flow of chesed and retain it in a good, healthy way. And it's then, only then, after the person davened properly, then this shefa from Hashem can come to them as a blessing, as a good thing. Okay, now Rav Nosson Zal says, Aval ikar hatfilo tzorech shetia be'emes b'shvil tachlis hanitzchi. Now Rav Nosson Zal is focusing on a different point, that it's very, very important for a Jew to invest the majority of their tefillah on their eternal tachlis. Not asking, can I have a glass of water that I need right now? Can I buy a new dress? But rather to talk about my eternity, to be mispalel for things that are going to affect my eternally, that I should be zecher to get rid of all my midos rois and taivos rois. I should be zecher to become a real good person and serve Hashem properly so that I will be zecher to be part of eternity. Ki ikar shleimus hatfilo hu rakish mistaklen ala tachlis kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, that the real perfection of tefillah is only when a person is looking at the ultimate goal. They're looking at the tachlis. They're not looking at what's temporary, what's passing. They're looking at what's going to have a permanent effect on them. V'ze b'chinas ma she'isa she'ikar hatfila tzorech she'tihye b'shvil chisoroin hashchina. And this is why it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh and in other Sforim HaKadoshim that a Jew's most important focus in their tefillah has to be that we should be zeichet to see whatever is lacking in the Shekhinah, that it should be filled in. That the person should be mispalel for the fact that I know that the Shekhinah is suffering right now. The Spirit of Hashem is suffering. The Spirit of Hashem is in Golus. And I'm praying that whatever is lacking there, whatever needs to be fixed up related to the Shekhinah, should get fixed. Kaviyachol. V'chein kosuv ba'atoyro lahamshich sholem. And so too, Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in chapter 14, in the first half of Likut Imran, entitled lahamshich sholem, al mashom rabbi seinu zal, regarding what the rabbis say in the Gemara, v'shaklis lisaltoi v'anche bekafse derokia. There Rabbeinu Zal is explaining one of the stories of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, where it says, I took my lunchbox and I placed it on one of the windows in heaven. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that this refers to the person taking his tefillah and applying it to Ruchnius, more than Gashmius. She'ikar hatfilo yihye letzorech haneshama, that the person's main intention in his tefillah should be for the benefit of the soul, not just for the body. Afilu refoenu, even when a person davens the bracha of refoenu Hashem v'nei rofe in Shmon Esrei, or borei cholenu, where he's asking Hashem for parnasa, even those tefillahs, he should be focusing on the refuas hanefesh, that my soul should be cured from all of its illnesses, from all the taivas rois and midos rois. And my soul should receive the proper nourishment that it needs. I'm not talking about fried eggs and lettuce and tomatoes. I'm talking about the food that my neshama needs, the food that's going to sustain me eternally. Mishnayis and Gemara and Tehillim. Vezehu biatzmoi madeisa, and this is exactly what's brought, She'ikar hatfilo yihye al chisorn hashchina hanal, that the main focus of a person's tefillah should be that the person is showing how they feel terrible over the fact that the shechina is lacking, that Hashem's shechina is in exile. Ki kol hachesroinois shel haneshama heim chisorn hashchina, because anything that's lacking in any Jew's neshama is related to what's lacking in the Shekhinah, in the spirit of Hashem. Ki haneshama hu chelek ha-shekhinah kaviyachol kiyadua. Because the Jewish soul is a component, it's a part of the Shekhinah, as is known. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, once told us incredible, incredible chidushim on this from the Arizal, how the Arizal shows that the word Shekhinah, the Hebrew word Shekhinah, when you write out each letter as a word, the way you pronounce it, Shin, you write it Shin Yud Nun. Chaf, you write it Chaf Pei. Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. Nun, Nun Vav Nun. And the letter Hey, when you spell it out in the full sense, it's Bigimatria 601. Tuf Reish Aleph. And the number 601 is also the number of Jewish souls. Because we know in Hebrew, Aleph is one, Aleph is 1,000. So it's the same exact letter. Aleph Lamed Pei is Aleph, is one, and Aleph Lamed Pei is 1,000. So when we say that the Shekhinah is 601, we're saying that the Shekhinah is the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people. So anything that's lacking in the soul of any Jew, any chisorin within a Jew on a spiritual level implies a chisorin in the Shekhinah. And we say, when we say, Hashem, please restore your Shekhinah to its full power, to its full glory, we're saying, Hashem, please cure all the Jewish souls. Please fix up all the Jewish souls. When they'll all get to their state of completion, that's when the Shekhinah will be complete. That's when everything will come to a conclusion. Hainu kanal. This is exactly what we said earlier. She'ikar hatfilah tzor shetia b'shvil hatachlis. That the main focus in our tefillah has to be for the ultimate goal, for the ultimate purpose. Kigoin kishemispalel al parnos of ashirus. For example, when a person is davening to Hashem for parnoso or for wealth, yispalel shashem yisborach yitin loy parnoso yashirus boze hoifen sheyetiv maisav al yedeze. The person should daven Hashem, give me parnoso, give me wealth, so it should make me a better person. So I'll be able to learn more Torah and do more mitzvahs and treat people better. I won't be so nervous. I won't bite at everybody. I won't yell and scream at people. I'll be nice to everybody. I'll be able to spend more time on my neshama. I won't be chasing my tail looking for a job and looking for a second job and a third job and trying to borrow money to meet my budget and everything. So that I'll be able to fix and correct myself and my situation with the parnasa, with the wealth. Not the opposite. Not that I'll become a worse human being. V'chein kol ma shemavakish mispar l'kanal. And so true regarding everything that a person asks for. If a person is asking for a house, Hashem, give me a house that I'll be able to use to serve you in, to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, to have guests for Shabbos. It should be a place where people get together to study Torah, to do mitzvahs, not a place where people gather to make fights. Machloikas chas v'shalom. V'al kein sidru lanu chachamenu zal seder atfila beseder nifla. And this is why you'll observe that our rabbis instituted the tefillah. They organized our prayers in an incredible, incredible order. The first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei were involved in praising Hashem and acknowledging Hashem's goodness and greatness. Then the next 13 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei were involved in asking Hashem for all of our personal needs. We don't start the Shemoneh Esrei right away asking for what we need. Why? Because first the person has to discuss and speak about praising Hashem, umaskirin betfila oitzim chasod yisbarach bebracha rishona, and we mention in that first brach of Shemoneh Esrei, we describe Hashem's incredible kindness, sheshom ikar kavonas hatfila, and that's where a person has to have the greatest concentration in tefila. The Gemara and the Halacha say that if a person didn't have kavon in the first brach of Shemoneh Esrei, they have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. That first brach is super critical. As the Gemara says, and as the Shulchan Aruch says, Hainu b'chinas hanal. This is based on what we're saying here. First, we praise Hashem related to His incredible kindness. That Hashem is always constantly doing good things for us. And everything Hashem does is for our good. As we say in that first brach of Shemoneh Esrei, Goimel Chasodim Toivim, that Hashem bestows all kinds of wonderful good kindness upon us. Ad, until the end of the bracha, where we say Melech Oizer Umoishia Umogen, that Hashem is a king who helps us and he helps us and he protects us. Hainu Shebevadai Kol Ma Sho'is Hashem Yisborach Hakoil Chesed Godoil V'Toiv Amitiv Nitzchi. Meaning that for definitely everything that Hashem does is all wonderful kindness and goodness and eternal goodness. V'Acharkach Mas, that's the first bracha. Just by the way, while we're mentioning this Melech Oizer Moshio Mogen, I once heard a beautiful explanation on why we say each one of those three words. Oizer, the word Ezra, refers to a situation where a person, let's say, is able, has 80% of what they need. They just need some additional help. The majority, they're okay, but they need additional help. That's called Ezra. That's called Oizer. Hashem is an Oizer. Moshia, when we talk about a person who needs a Yeshua, when we say this guy needs a real Yeshua, we're talking about a guy who's out of a job and out of a this and out of a guy who's in real emergency situation. He needs a Yeshua. He needs either 100% or 90%. He's got next to nothing. Then the word Mogen refers to Hashem protecting us from ourselves. That a person can be his own worst enemy sometimes, like we mentioned before. Sometimes a person thinks he's going to solve a problem by doing X, Y, Z, and he finds out that not only didn't he solve it, he compounded it. He made it 100 times worse. The person says, boy, I would have been better if I stayed in bed today instead of going to work, as a result of the three business deals I did today, I'm minus $12 million from what I was yesterday. So that's Mogen, that Hashem shields us and protects us from what we need to be protected from, and sometimes meaning ourselves. V'achar kach, and after we've described Hashem's wonderful kindness, goymel chasodim toivim, and melech oizer o moshia mogim, then we begin the next bracha, ato giboyer, where we say, Hashem, you are powerful, shehu keneged midas ha-gvura dikdusha. That corresponds to Hashem's mid of gvura, the holy gvura of Hashem, sheshom ikar tikun ha-kelim kiyodua. That's where the main development and preparation of the vessels takes place. Chesed is ice cream. Chesed is all kinds of sweetness. But the sweetness, if you don't have it in a good container, if it's not contained properly, if the chocolate coating around that ice cream starts cracking and everything, and the ice cream starts dripping and melting, you're in serious trouble. So the gevura is the tikkun of the kelim, so that the chesed should only have positive effects. V'shom mazkirin gevuroisav nefloisav. And it's in the bracha of ato gibor that we mention Hashem's gevura and Hashem's wonders, sheyochoy lesakein hakoil, that Hashem is able to fix everything. K'moy she'omrim shom, as we say there, ato gibor lo'olam Hashem. Hashem, you are always powerful. Shehu ke'en ma shepirush Rashi al posuk v'ato moroim lo'olam Hashem. That's similar to the way the posuk ato gibor lo'olam Hashem is very similar to another posuk where it says about the, it says that v'ato moroim lo'olam Hashem, that you Hashem always come out on top. K'moy shepirush shom, as Rashi HaKadosh says over there, lo'olam yodcho al helyoina. Hashem, you're always the winner. You're always coming out on top. Hainu kanal. This is related to what we're saying now, before. Ki kavonosoi tomid letoivo nitzchis. Because Hashem's intention is always for our eternal goodness. Hashem knows what's really best for us. And Hashem will always make the situation work out in what's really in our best interest. V'zehu, and this is why we say in that bracha ato gibor, we say, mechaye meisim ato. You're the Hashem who brings the dead back to life. V'oz ikara hatachles hanitzchi. And it's then, it's when there's going to be tchias hameisim, that's what, when we're going to see the true eternal purpose of man. V'chol ma Hashem yizborach megalgelim ha'odom, and everything that Hashem puts a person through and everything Hashem does for a person, hakoil letoivosoi hanitzchis. It's all for a person's eternal good, achar hatchia, after the person will be brought back to life. V'zehu, and this is why we say, ato gibor Hashem mechaim meisim ato rav lo hishia. Hashem yizborach hu rav lo hishia. Hashem has a multitude of yeshuas, very many yeshuas. Shehu marbe yeshuas lechol adam lecholais. That Hashem gives a multitude of yeshuas, of salvations, to each and every person at all times. V'zehu shemaskirim kol prote. Chasodov. And this is why we go on to mention all the details of Hashem's kindnesses, Yizborachu. Shehu mechalkel chayim bechesed, that Hashem sustains the living with his kindness. Mechayim esem rachm rabim, he brings the dead back to life with his tremendous kindness. Soymech noiflim, he supports those who are falling. Veroifei choylim, he heals the sick. Umatir asurim, he releases those who are in captivity. And Hashem fulfills his trust to those, he fulfills his promises to those who have already passed away. Hainu Shashem Yisporach Oizer Tomid. Hashem is constantly helping us. Hein Binyan Parnoso, Hein Binyan Refuas, whether it's regarding Parnoso, whether it's regarding health. Kihu matzmiach Yeshuas tomid. Hashem is constantly generating Yeshuas. Hashem is constantly cranking out solutions. U'kamay shomrim b'soif habrocha zois, as we say at the end of that second brochen Shmoneh Esrei, Mi chamoicho, who is like you? Melech Memis umechaya umatzmiach Yeshua, a king who kills and brings back to life, and is matzmiach Yeshua, is constantly generating salvations. Rak mashepa omim nisakev shefa parnoso oishel harafua. However, the fact that at times the parnosa is being withheld, or the refuah is being withheld or delayed, hakoil hula toiva, that's all for our benefit. Ki kavanosi isporach letoiva ulechesed nitzchi tamid, because Hashem's intention is for the good, only for the good, only to give us eternal kindness. V'alkein koiflin kama pomim bebrocha zois haskoras tchias hameisim. And this is why in that second broch of Shmon Esrei, we repeat the words mechayim esim several times. We're trying to put emphasis on it. V'im kein koshe l'choy. Rav Nosson says there seems to be a question. Ma shaychis yesh l'shar haprotim al tzorche haguf? I'm sorry, ma shaychish yesh l'shar protim shel tzorchei haguf b'olam hazeh shehizkei b'brocha zoi shem parnosa refuah. If that's the case, what connection is there to the other needs, bodily needs, that are also included and mentioned in this brocha? This brocha of Atah Gibor, this second brocha in Shmon Esrei, where we speak about mechaye meisim, so we're talking about eternity, we're talking about the soul. Why does it mention also Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed, that Hashem provides for the living with kindness, you know, referring to Parnosa, regarding physical needs? Why are those mixed in this second Broch in Shmon Esrei? Rav Nosson says, Ach be'emes al pianal hakoil nicha. However, based on what we've been learning just now, all of it fits perfectly. Ki hakoil echod, because it's all really one. Ki ikra tachlis yizke kol echod la'achar hatchia. Because when will a Jew be zeiche to the real tachlis, to get to their real objective, to their real goal? After they're brought back to life, after they die and go through what they go through and come back to life. V'alkein hizkir bebirchas hatchia kol achasodim protim esheshem izborach oisim odom bozei oilam. And this is why in this second brach of Shmon Esrei, this is why Hashem in this bracha of Tchias HaMesim mentions all these specific kindnesses that Hashem does with a person in this physical world. V'choizer v'shoyne u'maskir b'chol pam inyan atchia. And then Hashem goes back and repeats, and then we go back and repeat in the bracha the inyan of Mechaye HaMesim. What's going on here? Is this like a sandwich? We have one layer of Tchias HaMesim. First we're talking about Tchias HaMesim, which is the eternal future. Then we go back to talking about Parnosa. Then we talk again, Tchias HaMesim. What? Why? Rav Nosson Zal says, Loimar, this is to teach us, to tell us, Shekol hachasodim shashim yizborach oisem hodom bozeh hoilam, that all of the different kindnesses that Hashem does for a person in this physical world, whether they're physical kindnesses, whether Hashem gives them the money to buy a loaf of bread, or a cheesecake with it, or whether it's spiritual kindnesses, hakoil hu ba'ofen sheyitzmach lo yaidei ze toivo vechesed nitzchi achar hatchia shehu atachlis. The real purpose of it all, the real reason why Hashem's giving the person the cheesecake or the exercise bicycle or whatever it is, it's all in a manner that from this item should come forth an eternal benefit for that person. It should help the person's eternal benefit, and it should be an act of eternal kindness. Achar hatchia, after the person will be brought, after the person will die and come back to life. Shehu hatachles, that's the final stage. Umemela yovin kolechot, and once you hear what we're saying here, automatically each and every person can understand. Shemizeh nimshach mashelofomim nisakev hashefa etzlechot. Now you can understand very well why it is that at times the shefa, the flow of goodness of Hashem, is withheld. Hashem holds it back, whether it's parnoso or other things. Ki hakol l'toivosoi hanitzchis achratchia. Because Hashem is looking at the big picture, not the small picture. Hashem is looking at the final end, not how today is going to end or how tomorrow is going to end. Hashem is looking at this person's eternal end. Ki hu yisporach bevadai koil yochol. Because Hashem can certainly do anything. Hashem can support and sustain everybody comfortably, no problem. The bank has enough in it to supply everybody with what they need, to be totally comfortable. And to be able to give every single person tremendous wealth, urafua and health, bechol eis, all the time. Because Hashem is the one who is mechalkel chayim b'chesed v'roifei cholim. That's what he does. That's what he does for a living. He's cranking out shefa. He's just pouring out goodness. However, the fact that the shefa is withheld at times, it's held back. It's because Hashem gives kindness to the living in a manner that it will result in the dead being brought back to life and having a very good life. You follow? Hashem measures the shefa to us in this world to give it to us in such a way that it will result in us living the kind of life that will be around when they bring the dead back to life, and then we'll have a real good time. That's the connection. Otherwise, it seems these two things don't belong in the same bracha. Why are we saying these two things in the same breath? Hashem supplies the living with kindness, and the dead he brings back to life. It would seem that those two should be in two completely separate compartments. Rav Nosson Soul says, no, I want to teach you how Hashem operates, because there's a lot of people walking around in this world suffering. And the thing that they're suffering about most is that big, big, dirty three-letter word, W-H-Y. Why am I so? Why don't I have this? Why can't I have this? Why am I going through all of this difficulty? And Rav Nosson Soul here is explaining, when it seems so clear to me, it seems so obvious to me that if I had X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, if I had this, my life would be a billion times better. Rav Nosson Soul here is filling in a missing piece to the puzzle. Hey, buddy, even if you're right, that if you had a full refrigerator and you didn't have to, you had everything and you had servants and maids and everything, and even if for a short period of time your life would be easier, but you don't know what's waiting for you. You don't know that a person who's raised that way, for example, the children that are brought up in a way where everything is given to them, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to clean up after themselves. They don't have to help serve. Those children, Rahman al-San, are invalids. When the person is put into a situation where mommy and daddy are not there, the person doesn't know where to begin. The person doesn't know. The person is dysfunctional, Rahman al-San. Person can't do anything. Why? Because they had it so good. So that's good? That's a joke. That's a misnomer. We're mislabeling something. That's not called good life. A good life is a person who is raised in such a way where they can succeed in every situation. And again, where they can succeed eternally. Not just temporary success in this world where everything is temporary and short-lived, but rather where the success translates into eternal success. Rav Nosson Zal is walking us through that second bracha in Shmon Esrei. The bracha continues that Hashem supports those who are falling, and he heals those that are sick, and he releases those that are in captivity. In what way? So that Hashem will fulfill his promise to those who are lying in the ground, the promise that he made to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that your children will have eternal goodness. They'll be zecha to Eretz Yisrael and everything else. V'alkein nismach etzel ha'parnosa b'protius haskoras tchias ha'meisim lefonov v'lachrov. And this is why specifically when it comes to Parnassa, in that second bracha of Shmon Esrei, Hashem puts it in a sandwich. It's got Tchiyas HaMeisim in front of it, and it's got Tchiyas HaMeisim in back of it. Look, Kemo Yishayimrim, Mechaye Meisim Ato, Rav Lehoshia, Mashiv HaRuach Umored HaGoshem. So right before it speaks about Hashem sending down rain, and every which is Parnasa, it precedes it with Mechaye Meisim Ato. And then V'chein Tekef Acharkach, and then right after that it says, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed, you sustain the living with kindness, Mechaye Meisim, you bring back the dead to life. Why? Why is that Mechaye Meisim in front and in back of the Mashiv HaRuach and the Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed? Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you why. Ki be'inyan ha'parnosa mis'akim leiv ha'odom be'yoyser. Because it's specifically regarding this struggle for parnosa, for livelihood, that people's hearts get crooked, they twisted, where people get twisted in the pretzels, they get all twisted out of place, like they say, that people get all messed up, and they don't understand what's going on, and the biggest struggle in life revolves around this term parnosa, not just the actual working, but the before and the after and the during and all the contemplation and the fear and the anxiety and all the different things related to it. And the person's always struggling to try to understand or to try to accept the delay, the withheld parnosa. Bifrat bimei hagolus, especially while the Jews are living in exile, sheparnosas Yisrael, where when the Jews are in exile, the parnosa of the Jewish people, bifrat parnosas haksherim, especially the parnosa of the religious people, those who are really good people, nismato ma'oid, is very limited. They're living on very tight budgets. They're very squeezed. Vegam ki parnosa muchruch odom elav b'chol yoyim yoyse mishar b'koshes. And also, because of the fact that parnosa is something that I need all the time. I need it constantly. This is a constant, constant thing. It doesn't let a person sleep. It doesn't let a person, you know, eat. A person's always feeling, you know, pressured about it. V'alkein hizkir etzel ha-parnosa b'yoyser haskoras tchiyas ha-meisim. This is why in that brachin Shmon Esrei, when it comes to parnosa, we put it in a sandwich, in a Tchiyas HaMeisim sandwich. We put Tchiyas HaMeisim in front and in back. Loimar, to tell us and to remind us, Shashem Yisborach Mechalkel Mefarnes Kol Odom, that Hashem sustains and supports every single person. Achui Yisborach Misibois Mishapech Beparnasosoy Shemefarnes Mechalkel HaChaim Sheyir Boifin Sheyir HaMeisim. However, Hashem goes about it with such incredible ingenuity. He does it in all kinds of interesting ways that it should result in that person being around for Tchiyas HaMeisim, that person being zeichet to participate in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Dehainu, sheyizku letachlis hanitzchi, that the person should be zeichet to the eternal success, to be around, you know, in the world of eternal life. How? By being put in a situation where the person has to daven and struggle and cry and try to improve themselves and all kinds of things because of the parnosa, because of their worry and fear and anxieties about parnosa.